Sanctuary State, California releases illegal alien rapist into U.S. by John Binder on April 24, 2023. The Sanctuary State of California released an illegal alien previously convicted of rape back into the United States instead of turning him over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents as requested. In October 2014, illegal alien Miguel Vargas of Mexico was arrested by the Riverside Police Department and later convicted in February 2017 for felony charges related to rape causing bodily injury as well as attempting to intimidate a witness or victim. For the felony conviction, Vargas served time in the California Department of Corrections and completed his sentence in December 2022. Rather than turning Vargas over to ICE agents, as they had requested, state officials adhered to the state's strict sanctuary policy that allowed the convicted rapist to be released into the community. As a result, ICE agents had to search, locate, and detain Vargas this month. Vargas has since been deported back to Mexico as part of this targeted enforcement operation. Vargas is among thousands of illegal aliens who are released from police custody annually by the Sanctuary State of California rather than being turned over to ICE agents. In 2019, federal officials suggested that in Los Angeles alone up to 100 illegal aliens are released every day from the county prison. Also in 2019, officials in Los Angeles County and Santa Clara County both repeatedly ignored ICE requests for an illegal alien who was later arrested for allegedly murdering 59-year-old Bambi Larson. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.